Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, Salsa,
Jenna,
and Eric.
Hey, we have been invaded by Eric from...
Yay!
I believe you mean Eric Thompson.
Eric Thompson. Who you may know from such movies as...
The High Five Guys podcast.
And...
Double Blind Improv.
And...
Wise Fools Improv.
And...
The soon-to-be improvised Twilight Zone.
And...
Double Blind Improv Open Hat.
And...
Lounge Lizzy.
Basically, Eric does a fuck ton of stuff.
I'm running out, but, yeah, but you know.
But, I mean...
That's... No, keep going. Give me another one.
Vilification Tennis!
And...
Fearless. Oh, yeah. Fearless.
In case it isn't painfully obvious at this point, that much like your normal three hosts, Eric is somebody who doesn't know how to say no.
Ladies.
Speaking of not saying no, drinks.
Yes.
Jenna, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Smith & Forge Hard Cider.
Eric, what are you drinking?
I have Pilsner or Quell.
Lager.
You better check the label.
I don't like you.
I have so much not sleep.
And I'm drinking New Glarus Spotted Cow.
All right.
Because we are not doing anything fancy today.
Ooh.
I like this.
Oh, I like this.
I chose Well.
Mm-hmm. This is...
No,
this
I have,
is very apple-y.
I have good booze in my house.
Yeah, but this tastes like an actual apple.
Have you not had
Smith? No.
Oh, no, this stuff is great.
Yeah, I'm noticing that.
Anyway.
Why have you never offered this to me before?
Because I've offered you freaking every... I've been offering you booze for the last 5 years. What more do you want from me?
Yeah, but not this one.
Oh, Jesus. Long-time listeners will know, I guess even if you're not a long-time listener, even if you've heard only one or two episodes, you'll know that there's usually this other guy talking right now, and that would be Matt. But
yep.
He's not here because reasons? I don't actually know.
Nobody likes that guy.
I don't know why he's not here.
He's like, I can't do it. Like,
and so we decided that we were going to get somebody much more interesting in here.
But settled for me.
And, Eric was the only one available.
They were not available. So Eric is here. And
that's fair.
I mean, it's probably a good thing because most of the things that he mentioned that he's involved in...
Oh, God.
Most of them or all of them?
I think all of them.
All
are going to be going on at Die Laughing, which you may have heard us talk about at some point in time.
I mentioned it briefly.
It's come up a few times. I'm sorry for those of you who are going, Matt's not there, please don't talk about Die Laughing, please don't talk.
Oh, we're going to talk about
We're
going to
talk about that laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what we do at this point. I am going to get this right out of the way right off the bat. James is going to be heading over to True Stone to get a flat of cold press for me, and another flat for him, and a third flat for just in case.
Okay.
So
who's just in case?
I think we are.
Yes.
Oh, good.
So we're going to have, between the two of us, we're going to have three flats of cold press coffee from True Stone, because that is how we are going to get through this weekend. And yes, it is this weekend that Die Laughing.
Oh God, I'm so not ready. Everything's falling apart around me.
In 3 days. It kicks off.
Do you know how much sleep I got last night?
Goddamn ready.
None.
I got
2 hours of sleep.
I have my rig for White Male Privilege Dancing.
Oh dear God.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. And I have my script for Lab mostly figured out. I kind of do a outlined improv for my show, and that's
what shows that Salsa.
That's the Sword Swallowing.
Ah,
I'm going to do comedy Sword Swallowing for your amusement, and that'll be going on at Lab, which is 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
Sounds right.
So I've got those done. AON, I just have to make sure that my liver's ready.
Oh God, yeah, I've been practicing all week.
Vilification Tennis. I've got a few new jokes written. And, oh shit, I need to get my topics written for Terms of Disagreement.
Yeah, I need to write a story for the Encyclopedia show. I've most of my stuff is honestly prep. I need to put together all those songs for White Male Privilege Dance. Mm-hmm. I've got a list somewhere, I think.
I feel like half of the stuff that I'm doing is primarily improv, so yeah. I'm doing it right.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
I have a minimal amount of actual script and prep work that I need to do, and most of that's already done. So I feel like I'm actually not drowning right now.
What's that like?
I know, right? I know that you two are a lot more involved as I am. I think in other years I would also be drowning, but because I'm in charge of tech and we're at a theater,
right,
which has its own lights and sound and projector and everything like that, I'm just basically...
You're welcome.
I'm just a coordinator, really, at this point.
Yeah, but part of that is that when something breaks, you need to be there.
Oh, absolutely. No, so. And I know that I'm going to basically be on call for the entire weekend for tech, as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. But it's not, you know, in past years, I would have had to rent...
Pastures?
Yes, in past years, I would have had to rent lights and rent a soundboard and all this other stuff. And this year, it's just like, as long as I know how to run what they already have, 90% of my job is done. And we've got Stefan doing most of that. So he's really the technical tech guy, and I'm more of a coordinator role at this point.
Well, and he wrote out, like, that whole plan and everything. Christ. I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, no, like, exactly.
Oh, professional. Got it.
Yeah. What's this again?
Yeah, no, it was... And I'm fine with it, and he is rock star at what he does, and I'm going to let him do it.
Sure.
I'm not going to get in his way. It's you've got this. You know 10 times more about this than I do. I'm just going to make sure that if anybody has any questions, that I can be available to point them in the right direction. That's kind of my job with tech coordinator, and it's probably the least work heavy of all of the committee heads, I think.
At this point, yeah.
I mean,
it used to be a big deal.
It absolutely was. And I was ready for it. And then it was like, but we're doing it in a theater. And I'm like, so I need to do... Yay!
I'm glad somebody's job got easier.
I still get to feel important, though.
Pretty much, you just get to take the blame if something goes wrong.
Yeah. Oh, good, we have a whipping boy.
Oh, no, I shunt that on stage.
No, that's Matt.
Oh,
that's why he's the assistant artistic director.
Well, I mean, Nate is my co-chair on the tech committee, so...
And Jesus is your co-pilot?
Yes. So, okay. Nate will take all the flack for me. That's cool. That's how that works.
Have you met Nate?
Yeah, he'll say something like, fuck you and your Holocaust or something.
I mean, he'll take about half of it.
Yeah.
And then guilt you into the other half, maybe?
No, but that's the thing. He's Jewish. He's used to taking the blame for things.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be one of those jokes that we beat into the ground until it's not funny? Ha ha, Jewish.
No, okay, absolutely. Cool. I'm in. Definitely. I mean, that's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
This whole show is a 7-year joke at this point.
Every time we tell that joke, we're going to kick Matt in the balls and he's going to get a divorce.
Yeah.
Good.
And then Eric Knight is going to be gay. So.
And a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jess is going to replace me.
Exactly. We have covered all of our cliche bases.
Right?
No.
All of our cliche bases have been covered.
Not a joke.
We can now move on. Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
Ew.
How are your preparations coming?
Oh, God. Oh.
So I'm in charge of challenges.
Refresh that page.
Refresh this page?
Yeah.
By the way,
that's funny. Sorry.
I shouldn't
Dear
have
listeners,
refreshed that
they
page.
Are working right now.
Yeah, we are actually working on the website.
This is not a joke when we talk about how busy we are right now. We're not fucking joking.
Yeah.
Our lives revolve around. I'm at work doing work and die laughing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So when I say they're working right now, they're working.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking into their microphones, but they're looking at their screen.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Like, updating the website with things like
creating forms. Derp-a-derp-a-der. That's pretty much my week. We've got challenges to a pretty good spot. There are a few things that got a little tricky and may fall through that I'm not going to announce because we don't know if it'll happen or not.
Maybe they won't.
What? And there might be some other...
Why disappoint you prematurely?
And there might be some things that randomly happen that...
Surprise!
So we got some ongoing stuff throughout the weekend. We have the kendo stick challenge we're bringing back, where if anyone opted in, then they're going to get hit with a kendo stick for a $5 donation if you pick that person. Last year, Tim won. And the only reason he won was, quotes. He was dumb enough during the last hour to say, and there's no way I'll win because I'm like 25 hits behind the people in first. Because
Matt was way out
like
in the lead.
Yeah, it was like Matt and then David, and they were like three apart.
Yeah.
And then everybody else was like 20 behind them.
Yeah.
So Tim got hit like 25 to 30 times right at the end, just in succession.
Yeah.
But that'll be going. And all of these you can do online if you're watching the stream at dielaughingmarathon.com. We'll have them listed so you can totally watch and make your donations go to us doing these things. So that's a $5 kind of punishment thing. We have cake again.
Yay!
So Caitlin made cake. They're cake bites because it's pretty much the same thing. She just doesn't have to worry about putting them on sticks.
Yeah.
And she sent me a list of what's in them.
Oh. Oh no.
And I will share that with you on the break.
Oh.
But I got the list and looked at it and went, that one might not be too bad. And then I looked at the rest of the list and was like, no, that one sounds like it's the best.
Because last year was already pretty bad.
Yeah. I had to eat one that was garlic and banana.
Yeah. I had some pretty foul ones. I don't even remember what they were.
I had the orange juice and mint.
Oh, the orange juice and mint was awful.
That was not acceptable.
I did have that one.
I think I had to take an orange juice and mint because someone bought one for Angela, and she has allergy things.
Yeah.
Oh. So I was like, well, guess this is me. So
Was there a ranch dressing cake
yep.
pop?
Yeah.
Okay, well, because I know that there was ranch dressing soda that we had to drink
that
at
was
one
also
point,
bad.
And I wasn't sure if I was remembering that there was a ranch cake pop, or if I was just, I had eaten a cake pop and then had to drink ranch soda and was conflating the two. I couldn't remember.
I really hope you had to eat a cake pop, then have the ranch soda, and then have to eat a ranch cake pop.
And then eat a ranch cake pop,
yes.
And then drink the corn, buttered corn soda.
Oh god, that was the
that
worst.
That shit was terrible.
That was horrible. Oh god.
These challenges, by the way, are not fun for us.
No.
Okay.
I just want to make that clear.
No, to be clear, they're not fun for the one person that's doing them.
Yeah.
But everyone around them.
They're hilarious for you guys.
We also have a new, and that's a $10 donation. We also have a new one that's a Lego walk.
Yes.
Your buddy, Keith. Carl?
Oh, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, Coral. So Coral Ken. DeLune. He built a thing that we can bring out on stage that we're going to fill with Legos. And for a $25 donation, you can pick someone that has to walk across it barefoot. It's like a firewalk, only more dangerous.
Oh, God. I mean, I remember when Jessa was three. I've never wanted to relive those days. However, yeah.
We added some nice stuff, too, though. For a $5 donation, you can pick a Fearless member, and they'll get to pick a snack. And we're going to have a bunch of stuff. And trust me, this weekend's rough. So any little thing that can keep us sane for an extra couple of minutes is amazing.
Yep.
So if you buy us a horrible cake pop, let us, you know, chase that with something tasty. There's a massage challenge we're doing, so for $10, you get a 10-minute break, and we have a bunch of, like, we have, like, foot massagers and back massagers and stuff like that, and you get to just kind of go chill and relax for, like, 10 minutes. Jenna, relax is when you stop working.
I don't understand.
I know.
Like,
I'm not sure I fully understand, to be honest.
Kind of want to donate to make Jenna do this just so I can watch her be confused.
God. But
you're
see,
not
if I'm
allowed
not,
to bring your laptop either.
If I'm not.
She's like, but I have to do all the things. No, you have to sit there and wait.
You will
damn you.
But I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the most torturous thing of all.
It really would. I've tried, like,
possibly.
At Glory. Do you remember Glory? The wonder that is Glory.
I remember vaguely things Glory.
Glory was a weekend long camping party up in the sticks. There was a lot of music and booze.
It was the weekend before festival.
Yeah.
For all festival people who knew that they were going to spend 7 weekends seeing each other, but not having any time to interact with each other.
Yep.
So this was our time to interact with each other.
And there'd be people like.
I heard the air quotes on interact.
Well, like. Some of that too, but no, there was like people sunbathing or like playing frisbees and stuff. So there or I am, like
swamp on fire.
Writing things out and like working on like beading jewelry and things like that because I could not I couldn't not be doing something. When I helped out with OmegaCon, this is probably the best one. They were like, "Hey, somebody just." Best, and we need somebody to help with this room. I was like, cool. And I showed up, and I spent the entire time inventorying everything that OmegaCon had for that specific room and, like, working on spreadsheets. And they're like, it's a relaxicon. Your job is to not do anything. I'm like, but inventory!
Yep. Like, this hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
If the listeners could see me, they could see my I'm not surprised face.
It looks a lot like your regular face.
Yeah, around you? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, this has been discussed on this show before, but, like, the idea of going to sit on a beach somewhere...
To be fair, I would love to sit on a beach
I feel like
drinking and working. That would be glorious.
But I feel like I would sit there for 5 minutes and then start looking for something to do.
I get antsy.
I would get so antsy. I would be just like, I'm gonna go... Swimming, I guess.
I've recently learned how to play video games. That was exciting. Yeah. That's like a break, only I'm still doing something. Like
she says as she pastes in code.
Yeah.
No, I have. There have been many a night where I've had the PlayStation 4 going or PS3 going on my TV with my laptop in my lap. Because when you get to a cutscene, what else are you going to do? So. Anyway, challenges. What else you got?
Okay.
We actually got a fun donation from the Blue Sun Soda and Sweet Shop.
Yay!
So,
those bastards who gave us corn soda.
Yeah. But apparently they're giving us all good stuff this year.
What? Yay!
And another one of the nice challenges is for your donation, you can pick a fearless member, and they get to pick the soda of their choice, and that is just theirs. So in between your
it's so nice. I'm not gonna get any of this soda.
No, so you're nice. Not.
In between your True Stone, you can have a delicious soda. So,
aww.
Then we get into All Horrible.
Oh God.
So and I'll go through them quick because I did the whole run on High Five Guys and it just took a while.
And obviously, and, all of our listeners listen snippets. To High Five as well.
Yeah,
sure. You can find it over there if you're interested.
High Five Guys is actually the podcast I listen to the most.
Because you listen to it once?
3 episodes, thank you very much.
Wow.
Actually, I take that back. Honeytown, I actually listen to consecutively for a while.
Fair.
Because that's a huge thing. But yeah, then as far as non-serial podcasts, 3 times.
For Honeytown.
Honeytown side note, I have the files. We have things back moving again.
What?
And we can do editing, so it's going to be coming back soon.
Oh, good.
Yes!
I'm jonesing.
So,
I do love me some Honeytown.
The thing that makes me the saddest, honestly, is that my spring has not been peppered with random little Honeytown table reads. Because we just... There's no point in recording new stuff if we don't have anywhere to to post it or anything like that. So we've got things up and moving. But Blender Challenge. Same thing we did last year, but with new stuff and new people. One of them being Salsa.
That sounds like a really stupid thing to
do. It does. So Duck, Mana, Jason Kruger, Salsa, Megan Slauson, and Kirsten Wade, who Kirsten is coming back to visit for the weekend. We'll have a list of a bunch of stuff that you can buy, and when we hit 1 o'clock on Sunday, we'll close that, and we will start throwing things in blenders, and whatever was bought for them will go in their blender, and they'll have to drink that. You are stupid.
Yeah.
Yep. Are we going to have a lot of the same stuff as last year, or...?
Possibly. It kind of depends. But I know Duck is planning to buy Ludafisk. So that'll be the big ticket item on everyone's.
Yeah.
So, enjoy that.
Oh, it'll be great.
Suddenly I have a reason to donate.
Really, for that, I spared you probably what is going to be the worst challenge.
Oh?
Because you're doing that.
Oh, God.
Thank goodness I'm not doing any other stupid challenges where I ingest stupid things.
Speaking of that, which one do I... You know what? I'm just going to go in order. AON and High Five Guys. On Saturday morning, we're recording for a while. So during the 2:30 to 5 a.m. block for a $20 donation, you can pick one of us, and we will do a shot of this random pumpkin spice liqueur that I found. So yeah, have fun with that.
Oh my God, I can be a basic girl?
Can be?
Shut your whore mouth. I hate you.
I know.
Fuck you.
So yeah, I do want to be clear though that any of the donations that come in through challenges aren't used to pay for the challenge. It's not like we're using your money to buy booze. That's not how it works. So the stuff that was used in the challenges was donated as a tax deductible thing, or we're using somebody's personal stuff, whatever it might be. So all the donations go to Fearless. So that'll be going on. Also during that, during each show. You can do a $10 donation, and you can pick a host from the other podcast, and they will join that current podcast for 15 minutes. So you could pay to have all of AON invade High Five Guys. You could donate to have High Five Guys invade AON. I have a feeling we're going to have like a crazy 6-person, 2.5-hour podcast.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, the line between our two shows is really going to be blurred.
I think we're all going to be incredibly tired. Yeah. We're all going to be drunk.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be really punchy.
Yeah.
So 2.5 hours on stage together.
I will have just taken off my clothes.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. Well.
So
can you put
I will
them
have
back
not seen
on
it.
Fine,
for that?
I'll put them back on.
Thank you.
I may or may not be wearing a onesie.
Oh my God.
We'll find out if Matt's wearing handcuffs this year.
And whether or not it's by choice.
That was fantastic.
It was.
We have fun.
Anyway. And then real quick going through the rest, we have a shock collar challenge. So on Saturday morning, if we raise a certain amount, we're going to get just whoever I can pull together. And we are probably going to go into the basement of the Phoenix. We are going to record on Facebook Live. It's probably going to be like, you know, two people playing rock, paper, scissors, and the loser gets shocked. And we will probably just rotate for a little while. And that'll be on the Fearless Comedy Productions Facebook page. And you can watch it while we're doing it, or you can check it out after the marathon if you're watching what's currently on stage.
Sweet.
The Scorpion Shot Challenge. Salsa. So we've got John Euchre, Jesse Goines, Andrew Rapella, still can't get used to that.
Yeah.
Salsa Sterling, David McKay, Jason Kruger, Duck Washington, Michael Bloom, Matt Alex, and Megan Slauson. We're gonna do, it's basically gonna be, there's gonna be a donation. You're gonna be able to donate for one of them to do a scorpion shot. And if we get donations for everyone, then we're going to open up another round of donations, and if somebody gets a second donation, we'll add a second scorpion to their shot.
Jesus fuck.
See, here's the thing. Yes, I am involved in a lot of really, really stupid things. I admit this. But here's the thing. Here's my thinking. If I'm involved in one challenge, mm-hmm. then everybody who wants to see me suffer is going to put all of their money into that one challenge, and I am going to suffer. But if I spread it out over a whole bunch... Maybe,
everybody's going to want to see you suffer
it'll
that
dilute
much more.
It.
Everybody,
maybe it'll be
no.
diluted
so maybe
that
the punishment over the weekend.
Well, it'll if you know, like, let's say I have to raise a, you know, $25 for a certain challenge, and because people have been spending money on all the other challenges, you only raise $23, and then I don't have to do that one.
That no. seems likely.
No, that's see if I just dilute the contributions to me suffering out over as many challenges as possible, I'll suffer less.
So, listeners, make sure to go and donate often so that Salsa suffers.
Yeah, plan it out.
Because what's better than Salsa suffering? More of Salsa suffering.
Oh, that's good.
And see, you can actually just donate directly to the Blender Challenge and buy things for Salsa, and you know that's going to go directly to him.
So, for the Satan's Toe.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm not involved in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is probably the worst one.
Yep.
Which,
Matt's involved in that one.
I'm involved in that one, too.
I'm not because I have a show. Oh, darn. My life is hard. Oh, woe is me.
So James Fairbairn actually sent me a picture, and he got the second order of them in. And he's like, we have 9 now. And then he said, my room smells hot.
Oh, my God. Bow-chicka-bow-wow?
I've seen James. James, I love you, but... So these are 9 million Scoville units. It's supposed to be 9,000 times hotter than a jalapeno. And that's a lot of thousands.
That's not...
Sick. Yeah. And this will be another Facebook Live one. And we're going to... There's a challenge to try to keep it in your mouth for 5 minutes, and I will not mm-hmm. succeed.
I really think that challenge should be who can hold it in their mouth the longest.
Well, that's going to be the game.
Yeah. How many Scovilles is it?
9 million.
9 million?
I think is what he told me.
Okay, so that's 9 million, and I just Googled it. Habanero is 100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ten times. No, like a fuck ton more.
Oh, no, that's 100
than a habanero.
Times.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Fuck ton more than a habanero.
It's 90 times hotter than a habanero.
Take 90 habaneros and put them in your mouth all at once.
No.
And that's what these guys are going to be
doing. I don't think it works like that. Like,
no, it's math. It's simple math.
No, that's...
No, it's math.
That's, you can't bake 2 pizzas at 1,000 degrees.
No,
like,
it's math.
No.
I mean, it's totally math.
Technically, you can.
Quickly and not accurately.
No, look, Jenna, I understand. As a female, you might not understand how many.
Oh, my fucking God. I will end you.
So this is why you're on that side.
I will stop working and climb across this bar.
We found something that'll make Jenna stop working. Sexism.
Oh, fucking.
Shouldn't that make her work harder?
Like, you're within hitting distance.
No. I mean, like, if someone's being sexist, I'd assume you would take extra steps to do things like hit them.
That's not funny, because that's my daily
life.
But
still only get paid 75 right. cents on the dollar for it.
Right, exactly.
I didn't say that.
It's also did, and accurately.
Because it made it sound like, oh, there's sexism, I quit. Like, that's not what I mean.
No, it would, right. She would be doing other things, namely stabbing
hitting you.
Me in the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
to
that.
With my wall of weapons.
Right? It is actually within reach right now.
So, listeners, if you want to punish Salsa for the dumb things he says...
Oh, God damn it!
Yes!
We have lots of challenges.
I think this was beautifully thought out.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the Satan's toe. I think it's toe of Satan, if you wanted to look it up. Yep. And James told me he can smell them through the wrappers, and he is not excited.
Is he concerned that they're going to burn through the wrappers before we get to them?
Possibly.
And what exactly is the challenge here?
Are they wrapped in, like, Kevlar?
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a thermometer kind of thing, so it's on Sunday. We're going to start raising it sometime in the afternoon, probably right after the blender challenge closes. Maybe right before it closes, so you might be able to double up and donate for some stuff for the Blender Challenge and also have it go towards this. But if we raise a certain amount of money during that period of time, then James Fairbairn, myself, Matt Alex, Kyle Decker, Jesse Goins, Michael Bloom, John Euchre, Amanda Jaeger, which, mana, and Melissa Kershaw are all going to do this.
You're all stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Somebody is going to throw
really
up.
Dumb.
Oh, I know.
Oh, God.
Somebody is absolutely going to throw up.
We actually, a few of us event coordinators, because I have minions this year. It's weird.
Wow.
I know, right? Jessie Goines is actually talking with me about this. She's like, do we have, like, medical staff or anything on site? And I was like, yeah.
For that, we probably should.
But I was able to list at least 2 people that I thought might be able to help fill the capacity.
Okay.
A recent new Fearless member.
Okay.
Has a bunch of
right.
medical.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So
that's actually that'll work.
We may want to have him on hand.
That's a really good idea. Have either of you ever been maced?
I've been pepper sprayed.
Pepper sprayed?
Yeah, I have also.
And I want to be clear that that was not like someone randomly pepper sprayed
me. No, you were raping somebody and you, yeah.
No, I worked security and you, yep.
You need to experience that kind of stuff.
No, so we've all been pepper sprayed here. Pepper spray is between 2 million and 5 million.
Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, so just put that on your mouth.
Worse than that.
Look up the ghost chili.
Ghost pepper is 855,000 to 1 million.
Hmm.
So it's basically 9 of the hottest pepper in the world.
9 ghost peppers.
Yeah. Hmm. 5 minutes won't happen.
No. I would be surprised if anybody makes it more than 5 seconds.
My goal is 30.
Mm.
I am fine failing.
You're a braver man than I.
No.
Duh.
Stubborn.
People are going to be throwing up on this.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. This is a terrible idea.
And I hope James gets his money's worth because he donated these. Okay. He found them. He brought it to me, and he donated them, and he is a bastard, and I hate him.
Yeah.
But actually, that brings me to something that I should bring up, that I realized that I live a really weird life.
How did this contemplation
than you think, because a lot of these challenge things, if I can test it ahead of time, I will. Like, the Toe of Satan is not something that I will test ahead of time, because I will not do it twice.
Yeah.
That's not something I'll do twice. However, I had a bark collar at my house today so that I could test that for the shock collar challenge. So I spent about an hour putting this thing together, putting on this collar, and then at first being completely terrified that I need to bark to try to get this to register. And just being like, oh... because the instructions were wrong, because the instructions said that it had 7 different intensity levels. And I'm like, well, fuck it, we're putting it at the lowest, and then I'll figure out what's going on from there. Right. Actually, it has 7 different sensitivity levels. So I...
You added the lowest sensitivity.
Of course.
Oh my god.
Because they labeled it incorrectly, and it's like, what the fuck? So I put it at the lowest intensity, which was actually the lowest sensitivity, and I'm sitting there like...
Oh my god.
Just trying as hard as I can to get this thing to go off. And even at that point, my dog starts barking in response to me barking. So I'm like walking over and like, come on, just go off.
Oh, God.
And nothing was happening. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this? And I look through everything and try to see something. It's like, just the way they said something was like, wait, is that sensitivity?
Mm.
And I turn it up all the way and just stick my finger on it because it needs to be touching... skin to complete the circuit,
right?
And like barked near it, and it does the beep because it's supposed to do 2 rounds of warning beeps,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And then it's supposed to do like an escalating shock. And I'm like, okay,
we're on the right path here.
I put it on, and it's like, oh, and bark again, nothing. And I like bark like 4 or 5 times, and then it goes off. It's like,
does
it okay
beep? Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the second beep. All right, and then like fuck, try again.
Oh, God.
And then it goes off, and it was like, I got mad, because it's like, the fuck was that? I did all that work. What? Seriously? And it's like, okay, let's see what happens if we get it to the higher intensity levels. And I went through, like, the next 4 intensity levels, and it's like, I'm getting mad at this collar, because it's like, that's not even, like, static shock. Oh. And like, what the fuck, collar? And then it beeps and shocks me, and I'm like, still nothing! Like, I'm standing there yelling at this collar. Trying to get this to work, and it's I can't.
This is like, delightful.
Weirdest anger ever.
So I went from, like, scared of this thing and not being able to get it to work to just wearing it and, like, yelling at it.
I am so pleased right now.
So, yeah, that was my evening.
Weirdest anger.
Yeah. So, returning that and trying to get something else. A few other people have ones that they're like, yeah, I got one that maybe we can borrow. So I'm trying to find one that actually might work. But
because I know I've seen a video of Matt and Anna.
This will work.
Yeah.
One, and mm-hmm. I know that one gave them a pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I've found one that we can use that has a remote with it. So rather than trying to bark while we're underneath the stage. Recording this, we can just hit a button.
We're in the alley behind, just
yeah.
Barking.
Mm. So, Yeah, that's... Oh, my God. That's my die laughing.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the thing I'm in charge of.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah, then you got all these shows and shit. But are you doing MC shift as well?
No, I looked at my stuff and was like, I can't this year.
Nope.
That's not going to happen.
I've got an MC shift on Saturday evening, and then I've got a couple tech shifts on like Friday and Sunday. So yeah, I'm definitely, if I'm not on stage, I'm going to be doing shit backstage and, you know, the usual.
Yeah.
I think I've done a pretty good job of carving out 2 hours here and 2 hours there for sleep.
Mm.
Cool.
So I think as long as I actually get some sleep in those hours, as opposed to going, I really want to see what's on stage right now.
I know.
See, I feel bad because there are so many things that I want to see and so many things that I'm in and so many things that I have to run that I know I'm going to have to give up on some of the stuff I want to see for sleep.
Yeah, no, I actually didn't see the original Mousetrap set.
Oh.
I didn't see that original Mousetrap set because it was one of the only times where I could get some sleep.
I did not see it either. So. And then I participated in two after that.
I know.
Yeah, which scares me because they're like, you got to be there to see what we're planning for this year. And it's like, well, what you were planning for Give to the Max involved me. Fuck. So.
Don't you love it when people just invite you?
Yeah.
Up on stage and you don't know what they're going to be doing.
Did I do that to you? Or are you leading somewhere? Because I don't remember.
No, I okay. I'm probably going to be doing something. Yeah.
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 There are probably a few things that I'm not planning to be in that I will end up being in, I'm sure.
Probably. Yeah, no, I feel like there's a few things here and there that are kind of open for people to get roped into. So.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Jenny, you got a lot of die laughing stuff to talk about?
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. I have all the die laughing to do, but I don't know what to talk about. I'm updating the website as we're working on finalizing some things and getting things up. I've got people asking me questions about this, that, or the other thing, or this small detail that, you know, happens all the time because it's a massive thing. And then... I have shows. I should maybe talk about shows.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first show is actually going to be White Male Privilege Dancing, which we have fewer dancers this year, so we might not actually go over our time. So that'll be delightful. And we have, I think we talked about this before, but the style of dance that we have going on is not necessarily just a bunch of dudes taking their clothes off. There's a lot more story and thought going behind these dances this year, which is fantastic. I will also be performing a dance during that. I'm going to have Saint Man of the Destroyer as my fearless stagehand helping run
Very
things.
Nice.
While I'm emceeing that show, and so during the donation calculation portion, she'll be figuring that out, and Angela Fox and I are going to do a dance that we've been working on. That, like, I heard this song and I was like, I need to do a dance to that, and I need to do that with Angela, and then I sent it to her, and she was like, yes. So we've worked on a combination of modern and belly dance thing that is going to be really, really fun.
Nice.
I'll actually be dancing in the White Male Privilege Dance Show, but I will not be competing because I'm not a dude.
Fair.
So then there's, the High Five podcast and the AON podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then directly after that, like, this is all in a row. So there's White Male Privilege Dancing. Then there's AON and High Five. And then right after AON podcast at 5 a.m., I'm doing the Drunken History that Aiden's put together. One of the reasons why I'm doing that right afterwards is because I will already be drunk.
Yeah. High five. As long as people donate.
We're allowed to do that because he's here.
Yeah, you actually, yeah, you have to get me drunk now for, like, theater purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Your
and
story checks out.
Then after that, I'm going to pass out. Because it'll be 6 in the morning. And, that's happening. There's a possibility of me being in a show. I believe that's happening, but I don't want to say for sure until everybody's confirmed. But that'll be Saturday afternoon. Because I don't know if I'm confirmed for that or not yet, which is bizarre.
I mean, you can probably say the show just in case. Because if it's not you, then they'll still watch other performers.
It will still be somebody else. Judging a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
So that is 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. on April 1st.
I think that sounds like it's...
I think it's pretty solid, but I don't know that we've gotten confirmation yet. So Salsa might also be in that one. And you should pay attention to that, because if we get all of the people that we want, it's going to be ridiculously fun. There's like an extra twist to that, so...
What a twist.
Ooh. What a twist.
Fun.
I'm doing the epic lip sync battle.
Nice.
I should... get music to Tim or something. What?
Nah.
It's possible he's kicked me out at this point, which would be fine.
Please.
Yeah. And then I promised Angela I would do the Be Fearless and Dance with her at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning.
See, I want to do that, but it's at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning.
I know. She rated it a children's show, and that's,
no, that's
where
fair.
The children's shows go, but yeah.
I would like to try to be there.
Come on. It'll keep you awake for at least a few hours.
Honestly, the worst case scenario is you just walk downstairs and you kick me and say, hey, this is happening. And I'll wake up and go upstairs.
I'll do it.
Stumble upstairs with a cold bottle of cold press in your hand.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Press in one hand, beer in the other. Let's do this.
And then 5 p.m. to 6:30 is the Encyclopedia Show on Sunday. I will be doing a thing for that. I think this is the most I'm performing for any Die Laughing that I've done. And I think it's because I'm to a point where I'm comfortable with it now, to where I don't feel like I have to have, like, myself available for anything that falls apart at any given moment. Mm-hmm.
Years it's just been you, and this year you have minions.
I do have at least one minion. But then I also have, like, we've expanded a bit as mm-hmm. far as, like, area leads and things like that. So mm-hmm. it's not, you know, one group has been basically split so that, like, there's an ability for people to better focus mm-hmm. on things mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
But even then you've got, like, Jesse and Caitlin kind of taken a lot.
Well, and I had Caitlin last year. She was fantastic.
Oh, that's true. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
So now I have Jesse and Caitlin. And I've got to give a shout out to Jim Lewis. He's been, like, seriously just, like, handling all of the officery type stuff for me.
Jim's awesome.
Yeah.
I wrote out all the stuff I'm performing in yesterday, and it scared me.
Yeah. There are two other things that I need to be up for. Vilification Tennis.
Uh-huh.
Because
we replaced you.
Yes. At midnight to 1 a.m., technically April 1st, I guess. But that Friday night, Saturday morning mm-hmm. slot. And then Sunday at, I should know this, she's going to be so mad at me if I'm not there. Sunday at 10 a.m. I knew that, too. God damn it. Official Ostrich Committee.
Yes.
Because Jessa is performing in both of those.
So you've got, like, what, 2 hours where you have to be a mom in there?
Yeah. I know, my life's hard. Jess's plan, actually, you guys, if you want to hang out with my amazing daughter, she's pretty much going to spend the weekend there and just audience.
Good.
Yep.
She is planning to audience whenever able.
Nice.
So,
We always need audience, and, yeah, I mean, we're going to have cots and stuff in the crash room for performers and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's basically she's going to sleep a bit and then go watch some shows mm-hmm. and then... eat something and then watch some show.
Which is a great plan.
Yeah.
I mean, if I wasn't so busy, that's what I would be doing.
Yeah.
Right.
I really... The one regret I have every year is not being able to just sit and watch
mm-hmm.
all the stuff happening.
Like, I have an entirely separate list of things that are like, I just want to see this.
Right.
So
that's pretty much the entire thing here for me, but yeah.
Well, there are some things I'm not aware of that's true. I totally want to see, I'm sure, after I've seen it once.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Fantastic Voyage, that's what it was for me that first year. Yeah. Before, I these are funny people, but I really didn't know anything about it. And after hearing about the Mousetraps, it was like, I want to see everything they have ever done ever.
Right?
No, I have never... I've heard people say that before, where they make a list of the stuff they want to see, and I've never done that. Because I just know that's not gonna work. Because I'm not on stage, I'm volunteering or sleeping.
Yeah.
You got a list of your shows, Andy Salsa? You want me to run through mine quick?
I can basically run. I'm going to be on stage pretty much solid from midnight on the 1st until 5 a.m. Because I've got Vilification Tennis for the first hour. After that is White Male Privilege, dancing.
I'm so excited for your bit. I'm excited for everybody's bits, honestly.
That's the wording you picked?
Yes. I'm excited for what Jim Lewis is doing.
You're excited for his bits?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I'm tired.
There we go.
God damn it.
So, yeah, no, I'm, oh, it's going to be good. And then I get a half hour break while Nancy does her
stand-up. Who allowed that?
I know.
That's not Nancy. That's Ann Jolson.
That's Ann Jolson. Sorry.
Stories from a True Romance, or a Pure Romance Consultant.
Ah, yes.
Super.
And then immediately after that, I have to get back on stage. Well, I mean, I might not have to get back on stage, depending on how much money you give us, because that's when the whole AON high five.
Pure Romance is the White Male Privilege Dance.
Oh, what's before? So
it's Vil, then Pure
Vil,
Romance,
pure
then
romance,
White Male.
And then White Male. Okay.
Because I thought it was, sometimes I have fun with booking and I'm like,
no, it's,
yeah,
it's,
it, what can buy a half an hour between this? Oh, God, yes.
This
is appropriate.
I've basically, let me actually look at the schedule because.
Well, but now you have the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to worry about it.
So, yeah, and then AON and High Five until 5 a.m. And then that's when I go and I squeeze in a few hours of sleep.
Yeah, and I think we're just all kind of banking on people being generous donors, and we'll probably all be on stage that whole time.
I mean, if I'm not on stage, awesome, but I will still have to be there.
Yeah.
Right. We have to be available either way. So
I'm basically saying, yeah, I have to be there. Then I get some sleep until, what time is the, judging a book? Is
that 2:30.
That's at 2:30. It sounds like I'm probably going to be in that.
How do I know that?
It sounds like I'm probably going to be in that.
You're
so
in it?
2:30, and then at 3:30 to 4, Terms of Disagreement records.
Yes. And your guests on that are amazing.
Yep. I can reveal another guest that we have. I'm going to reveal, our third guest. Is going to be Brianna Cecilia.
Nice.
Yay.
So we got Mr. James Fairburn, and we've got Matt Kesson, and we've got Brianna. And so, yeah.
That's going to be a fun, show.
It is going to be super, super good. The fourth person is, I forget his name off the top of my head. Let me go.
Best host ever.
My God.
Yeah, no. There's a lot going on. Fuck you all.
Oh, now you have a lot going on.
I'm working right here. Fucker.
And then I get a little bit of a... no, because then it's Fearless Lab, and that's when I need to switch into Casimir mode, because I need to try to make people laugh and vomit at the same time.
Done.
Funny, we're probably going to do the same with the Satan's Toe.
Right.
Pretty much. I'm really looking forward to a lot of that. And that's really my on-stage blocks is Saturday early morning and Saturday early afternoon. The rest of the time I'm going to be either in the tech booth. I have my MC shift from on Saturday from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Nice.
And then I'm going to be either sleeping or working in the tech booth, or maybe trying to dive into Double Blind, Open Hat, and a couple other possible things here and there that I may get roped into.
I'm excited about the crew we might have for that, because there's some really fun things going on around that, and I'm hoping a lot of people will stick around for the extra show. So that'll be exciting.
Oh, the last guy, that's his name, Ryan James is the last guy.
I don't know him.
He has been on Terms of Disagreement in the past. He has the most amazing voice. He's got one of those really, really deep bass voices that just rumbles in his chest. And, yeah, funny dude. Funny dude. So, yeah, it's going to be Ryan James, James Fairburn, Matt Kesson, and Brianna Cecilia. So, those
so
are
she's
going to
be the one voice that cuts through the... The bass
only
baritone.
This low rumble the entire time, and then Brianna's here.
I should pair those two now that that's going to happen now.
Oh, okay. God, yes. Take a picture. It'll be adorable.
But, yeah, no, so Terms of Disagreement, I'm really, really looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun show. So, yeah, that's I'm, and I mean, the number of shows that I have, like, lined up this year is fewer than I've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that every year I end up getting on stage for... three or four other things here and there. So, no wedding this year. I'm a little disappointed in that.
Yeah.
I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll run through mine real quick. So on Friday, I've got Double Blind Improv from 7:30 to 8:30, which that's going to be a real fun cast. Yeah. We have Lauren Haven, Duck Washington, Andrea Rapella, Mana, we have Brianna Cecile, and we have MJ Marsh. So that's going to be a fucking awesome show.
Oh, hot damn.
So that'll be a good time. Then I get a little reprieve until Ville, which is from midnight to 1. Then we have the crossover with, well, we have High Five and AON right back to back, which I will definitely be in one of those and probably the other. Yeah. I get a little bit of a break. I definitely want to come back to watch some of the improv in the morning, like Squash Banana and Pinky Swear in the early afternoon. They're fucking brilliant.
Oh, my God,
but,
right?
I get back on stage at 5 p.m. for Wise Fools Improv. I am stupid excited that the Wise Fools get to perform on April Fool's Day.
I may have planned that.
And that makes me so happy. I may or may not be backup dancing in some people's stuff for Epic Lip Sync. I've had people ask me if I would, and when I said, yeah, what are the details, and I've heard nothing. So,
hey, you want to be a backup dancer in my thing?
No.
Damn.
Fine.
I actually just realized I need backup dancers.
God damn it. we'll talk.
I don't know if I want you, though.
Good. Mm. After Epic Lip Sync, there is Lounge Lizzie.
Yeah.
So I'll be performing with Chad and Aaron for that.
God. That is one that I absolutely cannot miss.
Well, technically you're right, because I believe that's during your MC
shift.
Yes,
it is. But even if I wasn't, that is one I would not miss.
Then I have some stuff in the morning. I have campaign comedy. We are playing Sean Bean Quest.
Oh my God.
which I know very little about.
I don't care.
All I know is it is patterned after, I guess, Goblin Quest, where everyone's supposed to have a lot of characters because the characters usually die.
Yep.
Hence Sean Bean Quest.
Yep.
So last year was incredibly random when we played Everyone is John. This year is going to be incredibly random, and I can't wait. And Kyle Decker is running that one so that Andrew Rapella can play. So that'll be fun.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that's fantastic.
At 12:30, I have a new group that I've started, a long-form group called Improvised Twilight Zone. It's me, Matt Alex, Duck Washington, and Lauren Haven, and we're going to be making up Twilight Zone episodes on stage, which is going to be weird and fun. So I'm excited for that.
On the wing.
And then Double Blind Improv Open Hat. That is 6:30 to 7:30 on the 2nd. if you want to perform, go ahead and throw your name in the hat, and you'll randomly get drawn for stuff.
I will probably throw my name in the hat for that.
You should. And one thing I forgot about during challenges.
Jessica will probably throw her name on the hat for
I'm
that.
Sure she will.
Yeah.
Because I spend my money on weird things when I happen to get it, I bought one of those, like, random kind of roulette wheels, like the prize wheel kind of things.
Yeah.
So during the last maybe 2 or 3 hours of the marathon, we'll be taking anything we have left over from challenges and throwing it on that wheel.
Oh, God.
And then for a donation, you can make someone spin the wheel. And they may get something good, they may get something very bad.
Oh, my God.
They may get multiple cake bites.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Blue some soda.
Come on. So, we'll see where that goes. It's going to be weird and fun. Yeah. So, but yeah, lots and lots of performing.
Do we want to take a break, or are we pretty well talked out about performing at this point?
I think I'm die laughing.
I think I am
out.
Too, actually.
Right. Yeah,
let's. It's been almost an hour since we've been talking about nothing but. So let's give our
listeners let's take a quick break,
a little bit of a break, and then we'll talk about something else for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Cool.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Eric.
And we're going to talk about a thing that happened this weekend. It involves Jenna.
Yay! I did things this weekend.
That didn't involve die laughing.
That didn't involve die laughing, oddly enough. So
this
I
theater sleeps for no person.
Oh, God, I wish. I was so sick. I was so incredibly sick on Friday, and we did Vilification Tennis, the musical. And that show, like, I'm going to ride high off of that for, well, probably until die laughing, actually. But, no, we... Here's the thing. Like, Vilification Tennis is one of those things, like, it's primarily improv that has some, like, written elements to it. Like, we all do writing. We're all writers. But there's not a lot of prep, like, that we do outside of the writing. It's just, okay, we write new material, and then we do that and some improv. Like, it's great. This show, we had to have two whole rehearsals, you guys.
What?
I know. Oh, plus I wasn't able to make any of the pre-writing things, but yeah, there was writing ahead of that too. And
so I heard that you have to go to those now because of Jessa.
I do. That's awful. No, like, and here's the thing, like, so when it's just me missing out on the writing workshops, it's like, well, okay, but I've got like these 18 million things, and when you add your daughter to that, now it has to take a bigger priority. Like,
so you have to balance your daughter against everything else you want to do instead.
Right, and she wins every time, the little bitch. What?
No, I'm just trying to think of ways to use that against you.
Whatever, she knows.
Yeah. This is
No, I don't mean for her to use that against you. I meant for me to use that against you.
Good luck. Anyway, so we did this musical, and, like, half of the cast was sick. I was probably the most sick. And here's the thing. We were all on stage almost the entire time. So by the time we got towards the end, I was, like, trying not to, like, literally, like, okay, I'm going to sit on this chair now. Like, this is just happening.
Wow.
This
was a really good cast.
It was an incredible cast. We did... like three different prepped songs and then an epic rap battle. And, you guys, I can rap. Right? Right?
She didn't say well.
No. Fair. But I can rap. I can write a really good rap. Like, somebody else should probably perform it, but holy fuck. Like, I was.
You know, the whole point of a rap battle is to not have it written before.
Yeah, so anyway, it was really good. It was probably one of our strongest shows in a while. Neither of you performed in it, right?
No.
So, yeah, it was probably one of our strongest shows in a while.
Fair.
And yeah, it was an incredible experience, and I was riding super high, like, even just sick. I was like, oh my God, this was amazing. And then I got home and I passed out. I was just like... And I'm done. But yeah, thank you to everybody that came out for that, because that was fucking incredible. We had a sold out house, and it was just absolutely amazing. And I had to push myself in ways I haven't pushed myself in a long time. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that that was a thing, and it fucking rocked my world.
Nice.
So also the rest of the cast was there. You know, they're pretty okay too.
Fair. Mm. That's fair.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I heard your daughter was in the front row.
She was.
Was she like, oh, that's what I'll be doing soon?
No, she was just chill as ever. Like, that's just kind of her thing.
Please tell me she gave you a slow clap at some point.
Not that I noticed.
Oh.
Again, I was really sick, so it may have happened. But, yeah. Was really sick. I'm still recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was...
You were still sick on Saturday, too.
I was still sick on Saturday. That pissed me off.
Which means you couldn't come to my Pa Day party.
Mm,
right. Pie. I'm so pissed about
Such
that.
Such good pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Pa Day party was on Saturday, and... Yeah. Eric was there.
I was there.
Basically, everybody that wasn't at the Phil show...
That wasn't dying.
So, I mean, I feel like it... It's a good trade.
Mm-hmm.
Piss off.
Good trade.
Hate you.
Phil Pie.
That's a pie.
Hmm.
This year I
mean,
made...
You chose correctly.
I made my picadillo pie that I make every year because, goddamn, that's really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I was like, I want to do another pie, and I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And so, like, a couple days before, like on Wednesday, I was like, I'm going to do a quick Google search for... interesting pies, and I found a cheeseburger with pickle pie, and I was like, we'll give that one a go. Holy shit, it tasted like this most decadent, like, Juicy Lucy pie thing, and it was so good because there's like 3/4 of a cup of pickle juice that you just pour into it before you bake it, and so that pickle juice gets infused in the meat and the onions and everything like that, and it made everything really juicy, and it tied everything together, and man, that was good.
It was tasty.
But yeah, we had so many good pies.
That wasn't my favorite savory pie, though.
No, the pie that won, did you get any of that?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
There was like one slice left, and I went, I haven't had any. Let me go for these other three. And then when I came back, it was gone. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
Yeah,
and
stuff goes fast.
To be fair, I'd rather it's gone than the last piece is cut in half.
Oh, Minnesota. Right.
Yeah, the enchilada pie that won the best meat pie was stupid good. Super, super, super good. But yeah, there was a lot of other really, really amazing pies. And then the pie that won the best sweet pie was... it was an apple pie, but Seth, who made it, he cut the apple slices super thin.
I saw a picture.
And then he used the apple slices cut super thin and arranged them in a circle, and they looked like petals of a flower.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pie looked like a giant apple rose. And it was beautiful and also delicious.
Tough to cut. But tasty.
Yeah, you had to use a real sharp knife on that one, but very, very tasty. And God, just, there was so many goddamn pies, I couldn't name them all.
Your wife made a scotch egg pie.
That scotch egg pie.
Oh my God.
That was so good.
That scotch egg pie has 2 pounds of sausage in it.
Yeah, it does.
Fuck. Yeah, just, oh, so, so good. And then she also made her magic pie, which is, you start with the graham cracker crust, and then you put in a layer of cheesecake, and then you put in a layer of pecans, and then you put in a layer of, like, chess pie.
Mm.
And when you bake it, the 3 ingredients flip. So when it comes out of the oven, the chess pie is on bottom, and then the cheesecake is in the middle, and the pecans are on top.
Yeah.
And it's... 3 pies in one, and it's really, 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 really good. But yeah, there's just so much pie. And then we, you know, just the house was full of children running around.
Not used to that many kids.
Really?
It's been a while, like family reunions and stuff like that. But out here, not as many people in my friend circle have kids.
That's fair.
So, not that I had any issues or anything. It's just
a
lot of kids.
They were... my daughter and a couple of her friends, all of the same age, they were the Three Musketeers. And they ran through that house just having so much fun laughing and giggling. And at one point, they did that, like, Three Stooges thing, where the three of them were running through the house in single file. And then my daughter, who is in front, because she's the leader, because, yeah.
Because she takes after your wife.
She did that thing where she stops dead, and the other two pile into her from behind. Oh, it was so funny. Yeah, and a lot of people, and James, and you, and I, and...
Josh Knight.
Josh Knight, yeah, we played some...
Space Team.
We played some Space Team.
Oh, God damn it. I missed out on
Space Team. Yeah, you were not in the Space Team.
So, yeah, it was... I mean, it was low-key, and just everybody chatting and having a good time and going through food coma. And if you don't do a pie party, you should probably do that.
Yeah.
Because it's a good time. It is one of... It's one of the holidays that... doesn't involve a lot of extra festivities. There's no, like, tons of decoration or...
There's no pomp and circumstance.
Exactly,
it's just
exactly. It's just everybody make a pie and show up at my house and we'll have a good time and eat a lot.
One to four pies. my favorite kid moment, honestly, was when we were hanging out and Asher was playing with... the big inflatable ball in front of us, and one of the other kids came over and wanted to play with the ball, and Asher had taken it away and held it above his head, and the way he had to hold it was basically resting on his head with his hands touching the side of it, and Raiderly told him that he had to share or that he had to stop playing, and he paused and he turned and he looked over at the other boy and held it there like he was really thinking about it. And I looked and just went, oh, wait for it. And she's like, throw him the ball. I'm like, wait for it. And then he just takes the ball and just basically throws it right into the other kid's face. And it just like bounces off. And I'm like, yes. And I think like he did that two or three more times. Oh, Jesus. They were both having a blast, but occasionally he'd get it and he'd just hold it and he'd look over and she's like, throw the ball. And he's just like, fine. Whack. And I made two pies that I brought that were kind of last minute. I haven't done something like this in a while kind of stuff. And I made panna cotta. And, for those that don't know, it's like an Italian kind of like milk custard thing.
Yeah.
So I had like a graham cracker crust and threw a ton of different berries in there with that, which was really good. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was an Oreo crust, and it was basically like, hey, this pie is a giant Oreo.
I did something similar last year, actually, and dairy free. Mm. It was very exciting.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, fuck you.
That I couldn't eat the other one because it had fresh raspberries in it. But there was a slice of the Oreo panna cotta left afterwards. And I was like, that's what I'm having for lunch tomorrow. Because, goddamn, that was really good.
It turned out really well. And I was happy with it.
Super, super good.
But so many delicious pies. Wow. Yep.
That's really all I have to say about that. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
All right.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Hey,
this
pretends like it takes talent. God,
I mean,
damn it.
But, okay, so technically, since Salsa is being Matt right now, I'm being Salsa, so I don't have to pretend that it takes better. Anything.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. No, we'll go with that. So for those of you who do not know what the Fast Five is, we are sent two separate emails. One of them has five questions. They are A, B choices, and that is all we know.
Mm-hmm.
We only have the choices. And then we get a second email that has the context. We find out what those questions are about. And this one comes to us from Nicholas Schrader. Mr. Mud,
definitely. Good old Mud. I like that guy.
Yep, that guy's cool. This comes to us all the way from February 3rd of 2013. And first question is, hot or cold?
Hot.
Cold.
I'm going to go with cold.
Okay. one hot, two cold. Second question is, hot or
hot.
Cold?
Hot.
Son of a bitch.
I'm just hot, like, straight down the line.
I'm going to stick with cold.
I'm going to go with cold as well. Third question, hot or cold?
Hot.
Hot.
Going, still going with cold. Hot or cold?
Hot.
Hot.
Still going with cold. Hot or cold?
Hot.
Cold.
All right. So we've got five hots, we've got five colds, and we've got a
cold, hot, cold.
All right. Thank you, Mud. Now we're going to find out what these are all about. Question number one, hot or cold, how do you like leftover pizza?
Oh, it really kind of depends on the pizza.
Hmm.
Yeah. I gotta switch mine to hot, honestly. Like, I'll definitely eat cold pizza, but how do I
And like actually, it? Most of it depends on the crust.
It also depends on maybe how you reheat it. If you reheat it in the microwave, but no. If you reheat it in, like, a toaster
like
oven
a toaster
or
oven,
an
yeah.
actual oven, then absolutely hot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a pizza that I would normally have, and there's only one that I can think of that I would rather have cold than hot. So I'm going to have to switch to hot.
And what was that one?
When I was growing up, there was this little kind of hole-in-the-wall pizzeria called Oso's Pizza. It was the kind of pizza that you would get, like, the little squares, and it was, like, one piece of pepperoni on each square that kind of had these big sheets of them. And it was really good fresh, and then it was really good cold. So you'd get enough for, like, dinner that evening and then have enough for, like, lunch the next morning. So that would be the one I'd prefer cold, but everything else I can think of that I'd order would probably be hot.
The pizza that Jess and I normally get is the Topper's Taco Pizza. And I like that either hot or cold. The thing is that
the lettuce.
Yeah.
You've got to take the lettuce off if you're going to reheat it.
Yeah, and that's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
One thing that I've found that you can do is you just put it in a fry pan for, like, a couple minutes.
Oh.
Huh.
And that helps prevent,
warms the bottom, but
warms the bottom, doesn't do much to the top. Clever. Yeah.
I don't actually like taco.
Usually I'm too lazy, so I just have it cold, but,
yeah.
Pizza is the only way I don't like taco. Just because of the lettuce.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that is totally fair. The fresh lettuce on the pizza, it doesn't do it for me.
See, for me, it separates from pizza enough that I don't feel like, oh, this is a pizza that has weird stuff on it. It's just a different taco thing.
Right.
So.
I think I've also had the taco pizzas I've usually had have had really big pieces of lettuce. Mm. And I feel like if they had used shredded lettuce, I might like it a little more because it'd be a little more edible instead of having these big pieces of just chunks of raw lettuce on top.
Fair.
But what about deep dish? I feel like deep dish
deep
really
dish should
need
be warmed.
To reheat.
Yeah.
You can't really do deep dish cold.
I feel like deep dish would be more like, I would equate that closer to like lasagna. Mm-hmm. And that would definitely be a reheated kind of thing.
I feel that's probably a safe one. Question number two, climate in which you prefer to live. Definitely cold for me.
Yeah, and hot all the way.
I gotta stick with cold because I feel like it's easier to have, like, I would rather deal with extreme cold days than deal with extreme heat days.
Yeah, I this is no big secret. I hate the summer. The summer is not something I enjoy. Like, winter, you can put on layers, you can sit in front of a fire with cocoa and nestle into a bunch of blankets and just be snug in your little cocoon and be happy. But in the summer, when it's just fucking hot, you're constantly sweaty, and because you're constantly sweaty, just everything smells bad all the time, because everything smells like swamp ass, and it's just gross and humid and not fun in any way, shape, or form.
See, I feel like I can do more about the cold. There's not as much I feel like I can do.
You can always put layers
about
on.
Heat.
You really can't.
The problem is, like, for me though, when I get cold down to the bone, and it takes forever to get that bone chill out, and I just. That is for me one of the worst feelings.
I don't have the best circulation, so my feet end up a lot colder, like in the winter.
Yeah,
which is annoying. But ultimately, I'd rather deal with that than I would like it being 110 or something like that, because that's just the thing you can't get away from.
And like, I really like camping, but when you go to bed and you stick to the, you know, blankets and stuff like that, it's not for me. Number three.
You're doing
that wrong. Which way do you like your tea? I gotta switch to hot.
Hot.
I like hot tea.
I actually like iced tea too.
Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. Iced tea, it definitely has its place, but a nice, nice cuppa. That's the way to go.
That's what I drink at work. In part because that's very easy to get.
Right.
Number four, preferred room temperature when sleeping. Oh, cold.
Cold.
Hot.
Cold.
Oh my god.
I mentioned that earlier. When it's hot, you stick to things and you can't sleep because you're roasting. And
no, I'll sleep in a hot room and I'll have blankets on me.
Yeah, see, all winter, all winter, we've had two comforters on our bed and it has been just the best.
See, I'm the person that if I lay in one spot for too long and it's warm, that'll be just, you know, it'll be like boiling in that spot and I'll have to reposition to try to find
flip
a spot that's
flip
not.
The pillow over.
I have my room super hot and I curl up with a heat pad. I'm just like, and I've got like all the blankets on
Fair
me
enough.
And I'm just like,
I absolutely do that one thing where all of me is under the covers and one leg is sticking out. Like, that's me all the way.
Well, yeah, that's your temperature gauge.
And question number five, how would you describe your love life during high school? Oh, fucking ice cold.
Cold.
Ice cold.
I mean, mine would actually be kind of lukewarm. I had...
You gotta pick one.
Yeah, I think love life...
I think compared
it wasn't
to everyone
cold.
Else in this room.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, there is a comparative to be had for temperature.
That's fair.
But, yeah. I mean, I had prom dates. I had, you know...
I had a prom date.
Yeah, no.
I
know mine weren't friends.
I didn't kiss a girl until I was in college.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it fair that I regret kissing the girl I kissed in high school?
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely fair, but...
Yeah.
I suppose. No. My first boyfriend, not a part of my high school, but when we were 14, Alan Kloss, the pickle guy with the bow tie. No?
Nope.
Not doing anything for you? Yeah. He was my first boyfriend, and
I would've.
We were super adorable.
I would've.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a classical guitar player at that point, too.
You're going all North Shore remembering this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
His sister's real cute, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, thank you so very, very much to Mud. Obviously, as we're doing these from 2013, we have a bit of a backlog because Matt is not good at what he does. But if you have a Fast Five that you would like to submit to us, please send them in. If this is your first time, we will bump you to the front of the queue so that you don't have to wait another 5 years before yours get said on the air. Send two questions. Label the first one with questions and the second one with context. Send those to matt@aonpodcast.com. What else do we have left to do here? We already kind of touched on it, but TrueStone needs...
We should at least go over how people can save.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. TrueStone is not something that people want. TrueStone is something that you need in your life.
You also want it.
You also want it, but you need it in your life.
You need it.
And they are really, really cool people, and their coffee is really, really, really good. And we've already talked about how we're going to be drinking a lot of it this weekend. But... there is a way to save money on that while getting good coffee. What you can do is you can use the promo code...
Apropos.
Or the promo code...
High five, guys.
God damn it.
And you can get 10% off of your price of coffee. Coffee, might I add, that they deliver right to your door.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. Every Tuesday, when I get home from work, I step out my front door, and there is a box on my stoop that contains coffee in it, and it was roasted like either that day or on Monday. It's so fresh, and it's got my name on it, and you too can live like we do at Apropos of Nothing. I don't know if that's a good thing, but we'll go with it.
Coffee-wise, yes.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. You can have the coffee life of an AON or High Five podcaster and have delicious, freshly roasted coffee of your choice delivered to your door. And you deserve it. You, I'm sure, are a person who has a lot of things going on in your life. Mm. And you deserve good coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to resign yourself to drinking Folgers. You can have good stuff. Anyway, that I think wraps things up. It is time for us to say goodbye and for Jenna to close her laptop and.
But I have work to do.
And not do work for the duration of the drive home before she opens her laptop again.
No, then I'm switching to my desktop.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
And scotch, probably.
Yeah, I'm already drinking.
Yeah, I have the next week off of work just so that I can focus on this and not kill myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might be a drinking night.
So we are going to get out of your ear holes, but we definitely beg, plead, and borrow that. Okay, that really doesn't fit in this context.
Yeah, no.
I was talking before I was thinking.
Surprise!
Their time.
Indeed.
Their time, yeah.
But Die Laughing is this weekend. Please, 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 please head on over to dielaughingmarathon.com. Check out all of the really, really cool shows. Here's the thing. You really can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going to go, well, that's good and that's good and the rest is kind of filler. You absolutely cannot go wrong. Go to the website. Go to the live stream. Watch. You know, I wouldn't recommend using a dart on your laptop, but throw a dart and watch it. And nine times out of ten, you will absolutely love what you're seeing. And if you do like it, throw a few dollars our way.
And there's always cool stuff going on. So even if you're international, you can watch it and check out some fun stuff.
Are there some online auctions as well?
I don't know.
If that's happening this year,
I'm not 100%. I believe that there might be.
I know in the past they had some online only stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're doing a mix.
Only.
So
okay, we'll don't quote us on that, but that's a thing that might be a thing. But definitely go watch the streaming, laugh your ass off, throw us a few dollars, but much more importantly than that. Tell other people.
Oh my God! Mm-hmm.
Tell anybody who will listen and a few people who won't. Tell them to go to this website this weekend, watch some amazing comedy, and throw a few dollars our way, because we really, really, really cannot do it without the generosity of you and everybody else around the world who supports us in our endeavors. And this is really, as much as I hate using this cliche, this is our Super Bowl. If this really does dictate what we can do the rest of the year.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a couple more mystery lodges coming up. I know we've got a few shows that are in the works right now, and your generosity helps all of that happen. So please, please, please tell. This is going to be a pyramid scheme of telling people. Tell five people and have all of them tell five people. But just get the word out.
Yeah, there are two things that you can really do to help support us if you don't have the money to donate, which, you know, we wouldn't turn that down. But the two big things you can do is share it with your friends, show up and hang out in the audience. You're going to have a good time. It's just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Good time.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you can have a good time and help us out. Just come by. It'll be fun.
Yay.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back in your ears next week, and we are probably going to be talking about all the cool shit that you're going to see online or yeah. in the theater. Because
so if you watch, yeah. then you can join us in remembering the greatness that was.
You'll be in on all of those inside things that we're talking about. We're going to be like, hey, did you see that thing where they did the thing with the mouse traps? And you're going to be like, yes, I did.
And so many things we're not going to have a chance to talk about because there's yeah. too much to talk
there's
about.
Literally 50 hours of it going yeah. on. There's yeah.
Whose dumbass idea was this?
Let's blame Matt on that one.
No.
Can we? Because then I don't have to take responsibility.
You always take responsibility.
Oh, shit.
It's true.
Okay.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Eat the fucking cake.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone too.
No, you don't.
None for you.